Now, have each of you had a chance to check out the GQ piece that's been floating around? Matthew Powers did it. He was an art prize, visiting art prize last year. I know there's a lot of different viewpoints on it. What are some of your thoughts and feelings on it?
I haven't seen it yet, Paul.
Okay.
I read it a few weeks ago and was disappointed about how short-sighted it was. It seemed to come from a pretty negative point of view. And I know that the reporter spoke to more people than he acknowledged in the article.
Okay.
So I was a little confused about why he needed to be so negative.
So do you think he had an agenda coming into
it?
Well,
I don't know that he had an agenda. It may just have been that... I don't know. You never know what's in people's minds. He may have thought this would be more popular, get more attention.
Right. Well, I mean, the other thing you have to take, I mean, he's from New York, and, you know, certain people from New York have a certain view of Michigan. I mean, you say
yes.
Michigan to them, they think Detroit. They've never heard of Grand Rapids, even though, you know, we think it's a pretty awesome place.
Yes.
So,
I
that.
I had a... one of the artists from New York who follows my blog pointed out to me that the Brooklyn Museum, which is a huge museum, recently did an art competition that was basically designed after Art Prize.
Oh, really?
And Art Prize was actually acknowledged in their design.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can't remember the title of it exactly, but the voting and the way it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And, she wanted to make sure I knew about that. And I just thought, you know, how cool that a major museum in New York is taking cues from Grand Rapids.
Sure, yeah.
And I've heard that from other New York artists, particularly the ones that come here for Art Prize.
Really?
A few of them have been extremely complimentary about Art Prize and saying this would never happen in New York. Then, of course, it did happen, but not to the same degree, you know, because Grand Rapids is a city of a certain size.
True.
Right.
So I've been very gratified with the responses I've gotten from New York artists.
Okay. Now, Rick, did you have a chance to check out the GQ piece?
You know, I did. My Rose sent me a link to it, and I took a quick look at it. You know, I think, in my responses, you know, Rick DeVos and the DeVosses are an easy target and are not always popular among my, you know, kind of creative tribe. And I know Rick really well. And I've been with Rick many, many, many times. In fact, you know, Rick shared the Art Prize idea with me before it went public.
Okay.
I really... you know, I really admire his courage to do something really different.
It's very bold.
It's very bold. And I told him that right at the get-go. And he's taken a lot of hits for it and will continue to because, you know, I don't think he really cares that much in terms of what people think about him. I think he cares a lot more about the city.
Sure.
And, you know, any experiment, anytime you go off and do something really different, you know, there's going to be criticism because to lead is to be criticized. And also, you know, I felt like some of the heaviest criticism has come from people in the art community that have a level of authority, I guess. And I think Art Prize, in a sense, is a challenge to that authority because they're not the judges, ultimately.
Right.
You know, regular folks become the judges. And that kind of throws a monkey wrench into a lot of authority structure. And the art world has an established authority structure.
Sure. Now, one of the other things, you know, kind of talking about the public vote that was referenced in GQ is, you know, a better educating the public regarding art how do you feel that that's done? I mean, I know that there's changes that have been made this year. There's more money for the juried awards. But how do you, show people what...
That's a really, really great question. And I think it's really paramount to the what I see as what's going to be the long-term fruit of Art Prize. A lot of education is just exposure. You know, the public of Grand Rapids has been exposed to art in the past, you know, maybe through a few, you know, not really really very many galleries, not a lot of real strong attendance at the art museum. You have art festival, you know, that happens in June, mm-hmm. but, you know, very small and honestly very conservative, mostly local work. Now you've got people coming from literally all over the world, and some of the work is very challenging, very conceptual. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, it's like the first time you try Brussels sprouts and you're a kid. You know, it's like, yuck, you know, pass the potato chips.
Oh, I like Brussels sprouts.
Okay, but you're weird, Paul.
Well, I'm okay with that.
You're a weird kid, I'm sure. But the thing is I really feel strongly that in time, as people are more exposed to this, and they have these conversations like we're having right now, mm-hmm. and I have with my postman, mm-hmm. That more and more vocabulary and visual vocabulary is going to be in people's pockets, so they're going to be able to handle some of this more challenging work, and they're going to have an appetite for more.
Sure.
And it's going to change, but it's going to take years.
Sure. What are your thoughts?
And that's something that the art museum thinks about all year long. And we're starting to look more at educating people about contemporary art.
Okay.
As part of what we do all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So for right now, for our Art Prize exhibition, we have what we call collection connections.
Okay.
Where specific works of art from Art Prize are paired with items from our permanent collection.
Okay. Very
so
cool.
A bronze, Tim Cleary's bronze sculpture is paired with a 1920s bronze sculpture.
Hmm.
The chiaroscuro by Virginia Kistler is paired with a Bertoia sculpture that also cast shadows.
Okay.
And we have a wonderful education department that is very active in looking for ways to connect with the community and mm-hmm. to educate them in ways that are helpful for them to understand contemporary art.
Okay. Daryl, any thoughts?
Can you ask the question again?
You know, just to how to better educate the general public as far as art goes and, you know, understand what they're seeing a bit better.
I'd say read up on your art.
Sure. Art history.
Yeah.
Okay. So looking beyond Art Prize, what does the Graham have coming up? And Rick and Daryl, what are some of the new projects you're working on?
Well, at Graham, the next exhibition is called Real Surreal,
mm-hmm.
and it's from the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York, and it is American artists from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, and it's a range of styles from surrealism through realism.
Okay.
And so you have a surrealist painting by Man Ray, and then the other extreme would be realist paintings by Edward Hopper and Andrew Wyeth.
Okay.
And so it's kind of blurring the lines between the categories that art historians have set up to look at this art. And when you see them all together, you start to see surrealistic aspects in Edward Hopper and Andrew Wyeth.
Okay.
And then there's a whole range of artists called magic realists who's in the 40s and 50s were blurring these lines, trying to blur these lines. So we think it'll be really popular. It was shown at the Whitney last year and got really great reviews. And our director, Dana Friis Hansen, was able to ask the Whitney to lend it to us. And then it will go on a tour to other parts of the country. And then after Real Surreal is Graphic Design Now in Production, mm-hmm. which is from the Cooper Hewitt Museum and the Walker Art Center. And that is about contemporary design, both in terms of graphic design, video design. It'll be a large exhibition, and Kendall College will host part of it.
Okay.
So it'll be a collaboration with them.
Okay. And what are the dates going to be on those?
Let's see. Real Surreal opens October 19th, and Graphic Design Now in Production opens early February.
Okay. Daryl and Rick, what do you guys got cooking up after our prize?
I've been asked to work on some more movie posters.
Cool.
For independent films.
Michigan-produced films or L.A. or New York or other cities?
Right now they're in Michigan. I'm hoping for some more California jobs. I've got some personal work I want to do. I have an idea for next year's Art Prize. And I met Rob Zombie, and if he calls me back, I'm hoping to work for you, brother.
Okay. All right. Rick?
We have the Wealthy Orphans have a brand new CD.
Oh, fantastic.
That just came onto the porch from Discmakers last week. So we're excited about that and promoting that. And also, I'm really excited about that surrealism show at the Art Museum.
Yeah,
my paintings have been kind of moving in that direction over the years. And in fact, I've got a new group of small female portraits that have a quite a bit more of that kind of surrealist bent to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always remember the photo, I think, or the painting that you had. I think it was an art prize maybe last year.
Yeah, last year.
The girl with the bird.
Yeah, actually, it was called the Double Rose Project, and both eyes are covered with roses. And there's an extra hand.
That's right.
Floating.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that piece as well as the one,
Paul,
with the bird in mm-hmm. front of the girl.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Those pieces really drew me in.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been chatting about Art Prize 2012. I've been joined by Cindy Buckner. She's the curator for the Grand Rapids Art Museum at 101 Monroe Center. Artist Rick Bierhorst, he is showing his exhibit, Perspective Lifters, at Madcap Coffee at 98 Monroe Center. And Daryl Love, his exhibit, Deep Within, is at the West Coast Coffee, and that's at 55 Monroe. Thank you so much for joining me, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man, it's been fun.